Hey, everybody. It's been kind of been a little while since I've been on here, but I feel like I had something worth sharing. So, hey, hope everyone is doing great and continuing to tackle life. You know, as bad as it is, not always bad things, but it sometimes feel bad that we always have to work and improve ourselves and continue to work on us. Life is not a one-time work ethic or one-time little project and it's over with. We would like it to be that way, but it's just not. It's just not that way at all. It's always an area you need to work on, and sometimes you have to go back to an area and polish up things, or you know, improve a particular area or more than one. And that's where I'm at with myself, and that's what I have to do a lot of times. Especially with healing, I tell a lot of people, healing is a continuous thing. It's something that sometimes we'll always be doing, but that's okay because you're still committed to the betterment of yourself and bettering yourself and just trying to be the best that you can be and reach your full potential of you, whatever that consists of you. The past 2 years for me, which I'm always transparent, you know, and don't mind sharing, but it's been quite a roller coaster. So for me, I'm in a season of, hey, I feel like I'm getting a breath of fresh air and I can breathe again. I actually feel like, hey, going forward. That's always a task for me sometimes. It's never a job, a car, a house, or a degree. For me, those are obtainable things. Not easy, but they're obtainable. I know I can do it. The task for me is always just getting up and going. You know, I don't know if the things I've dealt with, I took so long to deal with them to the point that they were so heavy, or, you know, this just my natural, normal feelings for me. So some days it's a task just to keep going. But when you're honest with your circle, when you surround yourself with positive people, when you don't have the energy for yourself to keep going, you have those people that speak life into you and can pray for you and, you know, push you. And most importantly, you can pray and God will give you his strength and all of his sources that you need that come from him and only from him. And I'm at a job that I really don't care for. It's a new project, so I take that into consideration for everybody. But I'm big on professionalism. I'm big on the places that I've grown in eternally. And I take that with me everywhere I go. So it bothers me when I'm on a job and it's unprofessional or it's gossip and it's just people talking about people and et cetera. I hate that. I hate that, and I'm not a person that, oh, I treat this person right because I like them. No, I like for everyone to be treated right, and I always been this way because I know where I've been, and I know where I could be. So I like to people to be treated fairly and for myself to be treated fairly, and I love professionalism. You know, you can be on a job that's not even paying a lot, but if it's professional and, you know, that just makes a lot of a difference. You know, the communication is there, everything, you know, I believe it starts with the head. So it's been difficult to still go to this job, but I eventually got to the point to where, hey, at least you got a job, you know, be thankful for that. And one of my good sisters told me, she said, I need you to know the blessing is on you, you know. And I needed to hear that. And I was like, it spoke to me the way that I needed it to. because she knew where I've been these past 2 years, and you know, my turnaround is here. But just because your turnaround is here, that doesn't mean that everything is going to go perfect. You still have to put some effort into life. You still have to get up. And it's not just, oh, girl, get up every day, or boy, man, woman, get up every day. You have to still do some things. And for me, sometimes I don't want to. I can be honest. And I hate some days, like, oh, I just put time, effort into this particular project with myself last year, 2 months ago, and now I need to polish up again, you know. But that's just life. That's just how life is. We're never just one and done, or it's one lesson, two lesson, or, you know, one chapter and the book is closed. That's just not how it is. And even when it's several lessons and we have to do these lessons, or we're in this lesson for this particular thing, it's never the same. We never get the lesson the same way. It's always something different, you know. And that's the good thing about life, because if it's always something different and we learning something different in another way, that's growth. You know, that's beneficial for our growth, and it's growth in itself, especially when you have committed to say, hey, I'm going to go through the process. I'm going to keep going. You know, and that's something that benefits us, and it gives us that wisdom. It gives us something to tell someone else, and others can see it and gain something from us and use it for their life, you know, and apply it to their everyday life. Because that's what it's about, you know, helping each other. And people watch us, whether they tell us or not, but some people will. But that's what it's about, letting your light shine so that men can see, you know, God through you. Because it's never us, never. God had a particular plan for all of our lives, and it's Him who will always, always get the glory. But some days I battle, some seasons, it seems like the worst type of depression, you know. And I try to do natural remedies, you know, to help me. But some days it's really, really hard just to get up and keep going. But I came to a point about 2 months ago, hey, I feel like continuing to go on for Chelsea. Not to obtain anything else, not for any other reason, but to keep getting up for me. And you know, once you decide, hey, I'm going to keep pushing. You know, God didn't bring me this far to leave me. God will never leave me nor forsake me. You know, God is faithful and just. You know, once you decide that, the devil gets busy too. He don't like that. He don't like that. If you didn't have no plans for your life, if you weren't doing anything, if God didn't have His hands on you, the devil wouldn't have a reason to even consider you or bother you. But one thing I do know, he has to ask permission from my daddy to do anything. When Job had all that stuff going on to him, he had to ask permission, you know, from God to even do anything to Job. He said, you can do anything to him, but touch him. You can't put your hands on him, you know. And it's nothing new. All the things that was going on in the Bible, we've experienced it here on earth. It's always something relatable in the Bible that we can go to and say, hey, you know, this is something that's happening now in today's time in the world. And I just kind of committed, you know, to saying, hey, I'm going to do better. I need to get closer to God. I need to draw closer to God, because I know, hey, I'm right here. I'm here. I'm low today. I've been low for a few days, a few weeks. But, hey, I'm here. But I'm not going to stay here. I need to get up. So what do I need to do to better assist me? And for me, it's always praying. You know, it's prayer. Tidy your relationship up with God. You know, I need to get to him. I need to sanctify myself so that he can get to me. So that's where I've been. You know, I've been writing bought a new devotional and, of course, read my Bible. And I love to buy new things because whatever you need to push you, because it's an effort. You know, it's nothing that's going to happen freely. It's something that we have to do. So a lot of times when I'm in that position is, oh, let me go get me a new pen. Let me get a new devotional. Let me get a little folder. You know, let me get something for me to make it enjoyable, you know, and make me feel good about bettering myself. And so that's what I did, and that's what I have been doing. But that doesn't mean that it's easy or the devil still hasn't been busy. Last Saturday, I took my kids out to eat, and after we ate, the waiter was really, really nice. She was so nice and felt like we connected. And leaving, I wrote the tip in the wrong. I wrote her tip on the total part. So she runs out to my car and I had to adjust it for her. And we're just talking and she ended up telling me, I love your energy, you know, your aura, by the way. And I'm like, thank you, you know. And I'm like, you know, you're so professional and I enjoyed you. We're just complimenting each other and kind of getting to know each other in a short second, in a short moment. And I'm never afraid to be transparent, you know, never, because you don't know who it may help. So she told me, hey, I want you to read the prayer of Jabez for a week and see how God bless you. And I just instantly hugged her and started crying, because it means something to me. It's one thing for somebody to buy you a gift. You know, that never has been a problem for me. I grew up getting what I want. So that never has been really a problem for me. Gifts are always obtainable. But when someone care about you, your spirituality, that's something bigger than a physical gift that someone can give you. That's something bigger than money to me. For even if somebody say, hey, I'm praying for you, or let me pray for you, that's so big to me and it touched me. And in that instance, it kind of felt like I was talking to myself, because that's what I do. I'm always trying to give someone a positive word, encourage them. And so I'm crying in her arms, and you know, I asked her, could we exchange numbers? And I gave her my number. She still hasn't called, but it probably was just I needed that for that moment. And I've been doing it. And if you don't know the prayer of Jabez, it's, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. Don't know the scripture. I wrote it down on my board. Don't know the scripture right now by heart. I think it might be First Chronicles. It might be in Chronicles. Don't quote me on it. Go look for yourself so that you can learn it and you can implement it in your everyday life. But that's what I've been doing, you know. But the devil gets busy, especially when you're trying to say, commit to, hey, I'm going to better myself and this is what I need to do. He don't like that. He don't like that. And we have to be so careful, because he knows our weaknesses. He knows our strengths. He knows the things to use to trip us up, you know, or get us and say, hey, oh, she not so, she haven't changed. She not on the lower side. Mm-mm. Oh, she better. You know, she's growing a little bit. Let me throw a rod at her or something. Let me throw a curveball at her and trip her up and get her off track. And you have to be really careful. And a lot of times when we commit to ourselves, we have to learn to block out the noise. And if that's getting off social media, turning your phone off, getting into you a sanctified place, a secluded place for the period that you need, that's what you need to do. I'm very self-aware. You know, if I'm scrolling too much, Snapchat is my thing. Haven't crossed over to TikTok. I've never been the one to feel like, hey, I need all of these social media platforms. Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, those are four social media accounts. That's too much. That's too much for me amongst the things that I deal with daily and amongst being a mom and trying to take care of my kids, still trying to continue school and being a parent. That's too much for me. So Snapchat is my thing. But if I'm scrolling too much, I know, hey, you need to get off. You need to get off. Take the app off your phone. Take Messenger off your phone. Because right now, you don't need nothing to get to you that's going to cause you a distraction. You don't need nobody to get to you that's going to distract you. You have to be really careful because just like God knows us, the devil knows us too. They say he goes from here to here seeking whom he may devour. It's so true. I pray every day before I go to work, and some days it's so much stuff meet me there when I get there. But I started just putting my headphones on and listening to my music and blocking out the noise. And that's what we have to learn to do. It's not easy, but the more you practice it, they say if you submit to God, the devil have no choice but to flee. And if you practice that, it will become easier. It will become doable, even if it's not easy, but you can do it. You know, God will make it to where, hey, we can do it. And taking on that humility and saying, hey, I can't do this by myself. God, I need you. God, I need you to send me people that can help me. Hey, telling your friends, hey, I'm in a bad place right now. I need this. God rewards humility. It's nothing wrong with being humble. It's nothing wrong with, you know, reaching out for help or asking for help. That moves God. And it increases your faith when he shows up for you. You know, faith without works is dead. But we have to do some things. You know, it's, as much as I don't like it, life is a, you know, it's active. It's we have to do some things. As much as I don't like to, but that's how it is. Nothing just falls in our lap or just come to us. We have to actively be doing something and trying to do it. You know, it's like when a baby's learning to walk. They don't just start walking one day. They fall many times. And even though we're grown, even though we've obtained this particular thing or that, we still may have to, hey, we're on a new course now. Yeah, you just finished that lesson over there, but now you're entering to a new course. I'm giving you this new course. You're going to pass or fail it. And I'm going to pass mine. Come hell or high water, however I have to. Even if I'm crying, even if I'm depressed, even if I don't feel like getting up. Because it's a purpose. It's a reason that I'm here, that I'm continuing to wake up every day. As long as we continue to get up, we have breath in our body. God sees something in us, and it's going to be fulfilled. And we have to work at it. That's just how it is. And there's some good in all of that, as much as I feel like, oh, I don't want to be here some days. It's some good. God give us those moments of joy and let us know, hey, it is me. I'm right here with you. And that makes it worth living. You know, the joy that he gives, the satisfactions that he gives us, it makes it all worth it. But sometimes we have to block out the noise. Take that with you. Block out the noise because I want to be complete. I want to fulfill whatever it is God put me here for. I want to continue to fulfill that part of me in life before I leave here, because we're not here to stay. We're here for a short time. Life is short. Life is so short. And we have to do all that we can before we leave here, because I don't want my life to be in vain. I've been through some things. And if my life is in vain, the things that I've been through will never even matter. But block out the noise. Block out the noise as you continue to go through all of your courses and pass them. Because that's what it's about. It's about passing them. Even if, hey, we didn't get it today, tomorrow we will. now I have the necessary tools that I need to tackle life, to tackle these courses. I can do it. And you have to speak those positive affirmations to yourself. Hey, I can do it. I will do it. This is for me. I'm more than a conqueror, you know? So that's what I had today. Take that with you. Block out the noise. Keep pushing. Keep going. And may it's Mental Health Month. Be kind to your mind. Be kind to someone else's mind. Be gentle with you. Consider yourself. Everyone has mental health. We may not all have mental illness. We all have mental health. And if you're perfect today, something can happen tomorrow that can totally disrupt your mental health. So be kind. Check on your loved ones. Check on your strong people, the people that you lean on, that you think is always so strong. Check on those people. Mental health is real and it's very prevalent today. Suicide is still at an all-time high. You know, we've lost many people to suicide. And I can guarantee you they didn't have no one to talk to. No one understood. They thought these things. And, hey, they did what they felt they needed to do or they wanted to do. So, do something for mental health. Break the stigma. Be a part of the stigma being broken. And it's Friday. No, it's Thursday. Friday is tomorrow. It's almost been another complete week. So pat yourself on the back for how you're continuing to push forward, even when you don't want to. But keep going. No matter what position that you are in right now, if you're low, get low. Push yourself. Crawl. Cry. Whatever you have to do to keep pushing and continuing to conquer your life and the plans that God has for you. Hope you have a good weekend and rest. Find you some rest this weekend. Regroup, rejuvenate to conquer your next week. And continue to go through, guys.